Porsche expands in Central Europe with new subsidiary in Poland. Porsche has unveiled an initiative to solidify its foothold in Central Europe by founding a subsidiary in Poland. Porsche Polska S.P.Z.O. will commence operations on January 1, 2025. This move shifts sales activities from Volkswagen Group Polska to the new entity, with Wojciech Gerzegorski, 43, stepping in as CEO. Poland's dynamic economic landscape offers fertile ground for Porsche's ambitious plans. Detlev von Platten, member of the executive board for sales and marketing at Porsche AG, underscored the significance of this expansion. Poland is a burgeoning country. We see further growth potential for Porsche here, and with our own subsidiary we can respond to the requirements of our customers in a more targeted way. Our goal is to strengthen our brand experience and thus further boost the attractiveness of Porsche. Warsaw will host the new headquarters, relocating from Poznan, the shared base with Volkswagen Group Polska. This transition highlights Porsche's commitment to amplifying brand presence and operational efficiency. CEO Wojciech Gerzegorski articulated his vision. Porsche already has a strong customer and fan base in Poland. In the new constellation, we aim to create an even stronger presence for the brand. At the same time, we will continue to use synergies in our collaboration with the Volkswagen Group, for example in the logistics area. By moving to Warsaw, we are also strengthening our position as an attractive employer. Poland currently boasts 9 Porsche centers, managed by independent investors and dealer groups. The market witnessed a 41% surge in deliveries in 2023 compared to the previous year. Porsche's strategy includes expanding the dealer network and introducing innovative sales formats. Porsche's move signifies a robust commitment to global growth and customer satisfaction in Central Europe. With Poland's promising market, Porsche Polska is poised to drive significant advancements in the region. AutoTech, Sera's stock rises after announcing investment in Huawei's smart driving unit.